Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it. Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America. Turn it up. This
is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's start the week with a little drama. So, three people on the show kind of sent me the same show material they wanted to talk about on the show. And so, I'm just going to go through a couple of these. Eddie sent this. Amy yells at Scuba Steve, then slams the door. Yesterday after the show, Scuba was doing what he always does. He turns the music up and he started jamming. He had no idea Amy was trying to record a podcast. She came out and yelled at him and then slammed the door.
It's crazy, dude.
Okay.
That was crazy.
So that's you're saying that she was out of control.
I mean, she came in and was like, turn that down. I'm recording a podcast. And then bam.
Were you having a bad day?
No. Okay. This is a lie.
Okay. Here is Lunchbox. Me? This is what Lunchbox sent. Amy, quote, blows a gasket. Is Amy the new Karen?
What?
And then he wrote, Amy yells at everyone at work. Amy ruins all the fun at work. Amy screamed at us and slammed the door in anger for playing music.
What? There we go. That
made it was rough.
Then they went, thanks for ruining everything. He wrote like a whole page. He doesn't ever put this much time into a segment idea, okay. But he wrote a whole book here about so. And then he also says, why doesn't Amy do her podcast at home?
Mm. Oh, interesting.
Did you yell at them?
I did not. Oh. I did have to ask them to turn the music down. And also, I do podcasts either up here or at home. I mean, that's normal.
15 seconds, Eddie, to describe what happened. Go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Scuba was just having fun and playing the music. And it was loud. He thought
they were all singing along to the music.
Oh, he thought everyone was done. It was like Doobie Brothers. And then Amy just comes out and says, I'm trying to do a podcast in here to Scuba. She's looking at Scuba. And he's like, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. She goes, ugh, and then slams the door.
Okay, Lunchbox.
This is so.
They both said it.
I know.
Lunchbox, what is your interpretation of what happened?
Scuba and Eddie were having a jam session with music, and they were teaching Morgan number two and I some history of music and different artists, and they were playing it loud, like, do you feel this one? And Amy comes out of there, and she goes, guys, I'm recording a podcast. Mm. Turn it down. Scuba.
Angrily?
And she goes, Scuba, I texted you.
Oh, I forgot that part.
And he goes, sorry, I didn't have my phone. She goes, ugh. And she goes back in and you hear, boom.
Slam the door.
And then everybody in the room is just like.
Why are you guys doing like a routine here?
No. It's the same story.
This is
a shtick.
They practiced it
before. No, we did not.
No.
Okay, you're telling me.
Literally, we were all in there just like.
Wow.
Like, we felt like we just got scolded by Karen.
You guys are doing an act.
No, we're not.
Morgan
no,
number two. Is that what happened?
Okay, so Amy felt like you guys might do this, so she actually secretly recorded you guys.
What?
Okay.
So, Amy, what's the clip you have for me?
Well, afterwards, after I finish my podcast, I go in there and they're all laughing about how they're all going to prep the same story that I came in, yelled at them, and slammed the door. I think even stomped my foot or something.
Yeah.
I remember the stomp of the foot.
I didn't. If anything, I was in the middle of recording a podcast and I did try to send Steve a text. He didn't get it. So then I had to tell my guest, hey, I'll be right back. And I go in there and I calmly said, hey, I'm doing a podcast. So then I go back in after and they're talking about their big scheme here. So I record them.
So this is the clip of them not knowing that you're recording them.
You serious?
Talking about their scheme. Here we go.
Hey, you yelled at Scuba and slammed the door.
I didn't, though.
Hey, not only did you yell, you stomped your foot.
I did not.
And then I went home, and I was so nervous that I was going to get fired from my job because I upset Amy.
Yes.
I was really nervous.
That's the storyline.
Hey.
That's the storyline. Yeah. It's a good story.
Now it makes me wonder when they both write in things, and now they're just trying to create.
No.
I didn't like that.
Did y'all know?
It's against the law to report somebody?
Yes, you did not get our consent.
But Amy acts like she was all calm. She wasn't calm. Karen was not.
She's laughing, having a good time. You guys are joining in with her. Think it's the funniest thing ever.
Well, yeah, they're basically being like, well, 3-1. Good luck. That's what, and so, but they didn't know I was recording them to get your quote unquote storyline. Yes, because with 3-1, I knew my odds didn't look good and I would come off as a diva who screamed and slammed the door, and I did not.
Absolutely.
I was a businesswoman who was doing
a podcast.
Did you
make it up?
No.
No.
Okay, you're lying.
It really happened.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you, Amy, for recording that. Good job.
I have more I could say, but, and I got it recorded.
Wait, what's more?
Stuff they were doing with our audio producer,
hey,
Kevin.
Go to break.
But listen, these guys, they're like, we're trying to live vicariously to Kevin because he's single.
Oh.
No, we weren't.
Oh. I have audio.
Hey, do we have audio of her making this up?
No, I have like two minutes.
Scuba, did you record where she was making this up?
Wow.
I don't record people without their permission. So
I had to go in there and set my phone down and record for like 2.5 minutes.
They're like hearing his guy stories.
Yeah, they're like, they thought there was a pretty girl in here.
That's so wrong.
She has all wrong. I'll tell you what it is.
Okay, you know what? I don't care. All right, let's start the show. Let's get going. Welcome to Monday's Bobby Bone Show. It is time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I got fired from an internship because I was 20 minutes late on my first day. I won't say the name of the company, but it's a tech giant. Long story short, I had some car issues. I took an Uber, took longer than expected. When I arrived, I went to check in with my supervisor, and before I could explain, they informed me I lost the internship.
Dang.
I'm still in shock. I need this internship. I guess I should have found a way to let them know I was running late. But I didn't think being 20 minutes late would get me fired. What do I do now? Signed, Casey.
Wow.
Well, you said it here, first of all. You said, I guess I should have found a way to let them know I was running late.
Yeah.
That hurts. You also, it's your first day. You can't be late. There's no excuse. Unless somebody dies. It's got to be really significant on your first day. Day 6, different story. Day 1, first impression. I mean, I'd be there 30 minutes early. I'd wake up like the first day of school, like a little too early. Got all my clothes laid out. I'm probably ready. And I got an hour and a half to kill just sitting at home. So, yeah, that's on you. You learned a valuable lesson here, though. I don't even hate what the company did here. So, you learned something. Maybe our listeners now are learning something as well. It's okay to be late occasionally if there is a problem that makes you late that is so significant you did not have one. Always give yourself enough time to be 25, 30 minutes late, especially in important situations. Yeah, I got nothing for you, Casey.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
Better luck next time, buddy.
Crazy.
First day, it's bad news. I think he wanted some love here, and I'm not giving it to
him. No, not from you.
I'm very anti-late.
No way.
If you're late, you're not respecting other people who are on time.
But what does he do?
Nothing. Like, go get another internship.
Oh, okay.
That's all he can do.
There's nothing you would do to take a person back?
Show up outside my window with a boombox over your head.
Saying, playing Peter Gabriel?
Yes, then possibly I would. All right. That's showbiz, baby. There you go.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Introducing the first ever Hyundai Ioniq 5. This thing has all the tech you would ever want. It's fully electric inside and out. Your journey at its most evolved. The Hyundai Ioniq 5, extremely limited availability. Available in select states only. Contact your Hyundai dealer for availability details. The other day, we shared a clip of a fast food employee singing in the drive-thru. The clip went viral. Here is that clip.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Keeping it real over here. That's what we do. What can I get you, baby?
Let me get a number 8, please.
Spicy Amaya.
Spicy?
Okay, so that happens, and Lunchbox hears this and goes, well, I want to go viral. So he went through the drive-thru at Sonic singing his order, which isn't exactly the same thing.
I mean, it's just the opposite. She's reciting the order back to the people, so why not me be the
And you recorded yourself.
Yeah, singing the order.
But the issue is, even in this one, she didn't record herself. Somebody that was getting the food recorded and was like, look what she does. You're going, look what I do.
Yeah, but I'm hoping you guys put it out.
Oh, okay. All right, let's see if this is viral worthy. Here's Lunchbox at Sonic singing his order, trying to be a viral superstar.
Hello.
Yes, my take order, please.
Yeah. You know I want a Sonic cheeseburger, please. Oh, yeah. And can I get one corn dog?
Where
That's going to do it, my friend. I want the cheeseburger with the cheese and the corn dog.
631.
I'll see you at the window.
Oh, we got to the window. Thank you.
All right.
He just goes back to normal. All right, man. Here we go.
Cool.
Oh, my
gosh. Is that a home run or what?
You're doing Sonic drive-thru. I like to sit in there. I like to pull in the spot and sit.
Yeah, this one drive-thrus. So I was like, you know, let's try this drive-thru.
Okay, is that worthy of going viral?
No.
What?
No.
That was better than the lady. Was that not better than the lady?
The guy sang back.
It is cool.
Okay.
Like, I love that. That's like a little.
Is it worthy of going? Is it so good that people will share it with their friends and go viral?
Oh no.
Okay, no. All right. Here is he tries it again. Here's the second one.
Oh.
Yeah. Can I get some tater tots?
What size?
Oh, give me the medium tater tots.
Anything else?
Oh, yeah. You know I need a BLT toaster.
All righty, what else?
That's gonna be it. I got the tots. I got the tots, the BLT sandwich.
Did your screen look correct?
That's it.
Hey, 71, right?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I just feel awkward.
Who's clapping?
I don't know. Some car over next to me.
You went one person viral. They might told their friend about it.
There was someone sitting in the car. I clapped.
Okay, should he go viral for this? Is anyone going to put it out for him and then go, wow, look at the video? No?
No.
I don't think so, Bones.
Does anyone in the whole show even mind these things want to put this on theirs and be like, hey, this should go?
I mean,
nobody's raising their hand. All right.
Thank you guys for not helping me. I help you.
But is that singing?
That's the problem. It doesn't really sound like singing.
It sounds like he's being hurt.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Okay, better luck next time, Lunchbox. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity during tax season. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. No one can monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com, promo code BONES.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So this Charlotte police officer is directing traffic. So not out busting bad guys right then. Was directing traffic about 4:30 p.m. when somebody ran up to the cop. I was like, hey, we got a problem here. We think this woman's gone into labor. So, having training at least somewhat at this, she runs over, she wraps her in a blanket, and says, okay, here's what we're going to do. And she kind of walks her through all of the steps. But the woman goes, I don't know if I have that. Ah, and the baby came out.
Oh, good.
It was like one push. And the baby came out immediately. And so the officer even had to take the baby, put it on her chest for skin to skin. And the officer said she's a mom, she has kids too, and that she's glad she was there to help.
Wow.
I would imagine, and imagine with me, you've been in the labor delivery room, Eddie, with
your
wife. Okay. Your wife, who has given life to children through her body,
yes.
Would she know how to help someone deliver a baby since she's done it?
No chance.
Since she was there?
No chance. They put a whole thing between her head and her other part so she can't see any of it.
Huh.
She didn't see any of what was happening.
Like, I feel like I've seen some stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen people do CPR on TV. I could probably get through that if I needed to.
From all these stories, it sounds like it's almost like football. Like, all right, here it goes. Push, and we'll catch it when it comes out. And then it just comes out.
Hey, Scuba Steve, when you had your babies, did you watch the babies come out?
Yes, the first one was C-section, so you couldn't see the process, but I saw it afterwards. But the second child was born, it was right there. I saw the whole thing.
It was right there.
Cool. Yeah. Now, I won't get too graphic, but yes.
Because you saw it, could you do that?
Could I personally push a baby?
No, not push a baby.
Deliver.
Deliver.
If someone was going into... No, you can't push a baby. Was going into labor.
Yes.
Because you've been there and seen it, could you actually do most of the work?
I feel like I could do a lot of it, yeah. Because I did help out a lot with my wife, making sure she was calm, helping her breathe, do all the steps. I didn't catch the baby, but as I saw it coming and doing its thing, I'm like, okay, this is something I could definitely
Pretty
do.
Pretty easy job,
yeah,
huh?
And then I even cut the cord myself.
Dang.
I feel like it could definitely be done.
But they told you where to cut it. It's not like, you know, you knew what you were doing.
But it was like you could have cut anywhere on the cord. It probably would have been fine. It's a long cord.
But what about, though, on TV shows where they have the baby and it's delivered and all of a sudden the baby's disconnected from the cord and they didn't cut the cord?
Yeah, that's got to be fake, obviously.
What about when someone has a baby in a car and they have to go to the hospital? Is it just connected to the cord the whole time until they get there?
I think so. And I think it's actually a good thing because it keeps giving it nutrients. Wow. So I don't see it being a bad thing connected
still. I wish I had a
still.
Cord now then. No. Nutrients sometimes. All right, shout out to this Charlotte police officer, Officer M. Brennan, who delivered a baby right there. All right, thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, here's a voicemail we got over the weekend.
Bobby's birthday is Saturday. Did his Christmas present ever come in, or is that still somewhere in the atmosphere? I'd like to get an update on that. All right, thanks.
So Scuba Steve at Christmas time said, I got you this present, and he gave me a picture of a shipping crate. You know, the Christmas present's still not here, but he did give me a birthday present, which isn't the Christmas present.
Totally different.
Yeah, totally different. Independent of each other, but guys giving gifts and sharing emotion is different for the most part than even you to me, Amy.
Yeah.
Especially girl to girl.
Yeah,
boy to boy, we're kind of idiots. So Scuba, I'm the same as Scuba, so I'm not just taking a shot at Scuba, I'm taking a shot at myself too. When I leave the building every single day, Scuba and I have a walk down the hall where he's going, we need this, do you want to do this? Will you do this? We go down all this checklist of stuff. It ends with me at the door, and I say, good to see you, fist bump, walk to the car, drive off. We do the meeting. He goes, I got you a birthday gift. And then he hands it to me. And then I'm confused. I hate opening gifts in front of people, but I know that's standard because you open it, you look at it, you enjoy it, you say thank you, maybe a hug. You don't have to, but maybe a hug. And he hands me the bag, and I'm like, oh no, what do I do? And so I just say, thank you, man. And then run and get in the car and drive off real fast.
Oh, okay.
Didn't look in the, now,
none of the other steps.
Didn't look in the bag.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you, someone who far more emotionally mature than a guy like me when it comes to stuff like this. What should I have done in that situation where Scuba hands me a bag with a birthday gift in it?
Well, two things would have been acceptable in my mind. It would be like, oh, well, thank you. Like, I can't wait to open this, like, whenever I get home. And then you thank him and you leave. If you don't feel comfortable.
I think I thanked him. I said something like, hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, but then you said you ran off.
Oh, I did. I scurried. I didn't run. I scurried.
Right. So I think it's okay to just pause and take it in. It's fine. Or you can say, oh, sweet, dude, do you mind if I open it right here?
Oh, no way. No way.
Some people don't want you to open it in front of them. And so then he has the option to say, just open it at home and then you're good. Or if he says, cool, then you open it right there and you share a little moment with him of gratitude for the gift.
It's the moment part that really
It doesn't have to be dramatic. It can be simple.
Okay, so I did it wrong. Handed me the bag. I actually said thanks halfway into the scurry, I think.
Yeah.
I was already scurrying away, and I said it kind of like, thank you. So,
yeah.
Scuba, did you feel like that exchange was awkward or just par for the course because we're two dumb guys?
As fast as you were walking to your car, I was going that fast, if not faster, to the door back in the building.
Okay, so that's just how y'all do
it. It's just awkward.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, I don't like to open gifts in front of people, so I appreciated you being like, bye. And I was like, cool, I just hope you like it. See you later.
So got in the car, got home, opened it. It's an awesome, like, old school Razorback starter jacket.
Oh, cool.
It looked new. I don't know if it was old, like, throwback.
It's very throwback and old. The person I bought it from is from Fayetteville, and he or she has kept it in the closet for almost 15 years.
It's so clean that you thought it was
very
new.
Vintage. Mm. Yeah.
So I did what normal people do. I texted him and responded to a couple of show things. And by the end, I was like, oh, by the way, the jacket's awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, that's normal.
Then we had our moment.
Okay.
And that was very kind. The difference was when Amy gave me a gift, I sat, I opened it, I said, thank you. It's just two guys. We both don't know what we're doing, so we don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Like, y'all, that's just how you do it. And Steve is fine with it. Scuba's cool, so you're good. Y'all did what you needed to do to feel okay in that moment.
But I needed something to learn from this. Mm-hmm. We're going to walk away from this segment right now. But what should I do next time? Let's say the next birthday comes along and Scuba hands me a bag.
Yeah.
What would you like me to do as this exercise?
Well, now learning that like Scuba is not someone
It's not Scuba, it's anybody.
Okay,
it's any man.
I know, but hearing him say that makes me think that my second option that I shared with you is what you should do. Like, hey, thank you so much for thinking of my birthday. Can I open it here or would you rather I not? And then you give that option because some people want to be there to see you open it.
Okay.
Like some other dude might want to be a part of it with you and you shouldn't take that away from them. The joy of a gift they picked out for you.
Lunchbox, would you like to be there if I opened a gift you gave me?
Oh, absolutely, because I want to see if you really like it.
Yes. Oh, wow.
I want to see the reaction on your face because you can always say, oh, I like it in a text. But your facial expressions when you open it tells the truth.
Yeah. I don't even want to see a gift I've given to somebody opened. Ray, do you want to see me open a gift that you gave me and be like, oh, boo, boo, goo, goo?
Absolutely not. And I mean, what if I got you food? Do I then need to see you eat it in front of me too?
Classic.
What?
Yeah. Okay. There you have it.
All right. Well,
this is a segment called Dumb Guys on Emotions. When looking back at the world of cyber safety in 2021, we see it was a big year for data breaches. From LinkedIn public information scrape of more than 700 million users to another website that had over 200 million of its records stolen by cyber criminals, the importance of identity theft protection has never been more vital. You know, it's important to understand how cyber crime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put information at risk on the internet. In an instant, a cyber criminal could steal what's yours. The good thing is there is LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number being for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has been compromised, they'll send you an alert. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using the promo code BONES. 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com, promo code BONES for 25% off.
Morgan, what year were you born?
93.
So we have her for our own enjoyment watch old movies and shows that we liked. You watched Seinfeld the first two seasons and you thought,
yeah, I could do without ever watching it again.
You watched Back to the Future and you thought,
loved it. Great movie.
Good. So we assigned her Karate Kid. And
yes.
So over the last couple weeks, she found a day, she sat down, no distractions, and you watched it in one sitting?
Yes, I did.
All right, tell us about Karate Kid.
I will say it's 2 hours long. It's a little long for a movie of my taste. But, and there was moments in there I was like, oh, this is kind of slow. But then the end came and everything that happened and unfolded with Cobra Kai and the lead guy. I'm trying not to give any spoilers away.
It's from the 80s. You're good.
Yeah, you're
good on that one. Yeah.
Johnny.
And he like totally just kicks his butt out of nowhere with like a broken knee or leg or whatever it was. And he wins and everybody's freaking out. And I just got so many good emotions watching.
I love an emotion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can't even talk about it. So many good emotions watching the end of that part that it made up for all the slow parts. So I really liked it. And now I want to watch Cobra Kai.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great because it's actually, it's kind of corny on Netflix, but it's really good if you watch the old stuff. Okay, rate Karate Kid from the 80s.
I would give it 4.5 out of 5 Cobras.
Wow. What did you give Back to the Future?
I think a 4, 3.5 or 4.
You thought it was better than Back to the Future?
Yeah, I just liked the storyline of it. Like, it's this kid, he's like a comeback kid, and he gets pushed down a lot, and he just comes back and kicks the bully's butt, and I loved it.
Did you find it extremely dated, or were you able to really not pay attention to that?
At first, yes, because it was. They're like talking about their boombox, and you know, all their clothes they're wearing was very old school. But after the storyline wasn't dated. The storyline is very relevant to right now and everybody. So the plot of it, I got over that quickly.
For your next assignment, and you'll have a couple weeks to do this, we would like for you to watch Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. It's the very first Austin Powers.
Yes.
Okay.
You're either going to think this is the funniest thing ever or the dumbest movie that's ever been created. And you haven't seen Austin Powers at all?
I haven't. Like, I know him because of pop culture, but I've never watched any of the movies.
You know,
just who Austin Powers is. He has, like, the glasses and he's kind of quirky. That's about all I know about him.
Quirky's a good word.
Yeah.
Okay. Amy, you see Austin Powers?
I have, yeah. It's good. Yeah, funny to me.
Funny to us, though, probably because back then, right? Yeah.
Hilarious.
What year is this movie? I mean, I quoted it yesterday, I think.
Austin Powers, baby. 1997.
Okay, we're in the 90s now.
And it's only an hour and 27 minutes long.
Okay, so, perfect, okay. Yeah.
2 weeks, let us know about Austin Powers.
Deal.
Bring home the bacon with the Sonic Bacon on Bacon Quarter Pound Double Cheeseburger, stacked with 4 slices of crispy bacon and covered in tangy smoked sauce. Try one half price in the app for a limited time only at Sonic. Thomas Rhett's new album, Where We Started, it came out on Friday. And tonight, hopefully, you'll be with me. It's the iHeartCountry album release party, 7 p.m. local time, wherever you are. I'm hosting it. It's me and TR. You can watch on iHeartRadio's YouTube channel, or you can listen to the show on iHeartRadio's iHeartCountry channel. But TR and myself, we already recorded it a couple days ago. So it's real good. It's real cool. There was one kid, I don't know if it'll make the show or not, because we had an audience there. And he got there, drove in from Louisville. His name was Johnny. And he could not stop smiling. His smile was tattooed onto his face. It was the coolest thing of his life. And because we recorded this before the record actually came out, they did not let people have their phones because they didn't want them to record anything and take it in and or post it on the internet. Johnny was the smiliest guy. And in the middle of it, I had my phone. They didn't take it from me. And I was like, TR, I want to bring Johnny up to the stage. And so Johnny almost exploded. And he walked up, and I took a picture of him and TR together, and I texted it to him.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I just have never seen someone so happy at anything. But I would say that's probably how I'm going to be opening for Garth on April 23rd in Razorback Stadium. If I'm just letting you know, that's how I'm going to be the whole time on stage. The
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So this is cool. The New York Post shared an article about how Apple is making it pointless for people to steal your iPhone or your computer. Because sometimes what thieves will do is they'll go into the Genius Bar and they'll be like, hey, I'm having some trouble with this. I need help. And
Thieves do that?
Yeah, they do. But now owners, like if you've lost your phone or your computer, it's been stolen, you can go into the Apple website and register your device as gone. So you have to have like the info for the phone or the computer. And then now geniuses have to go check once anybody wants any work done. They have to go see if it's under the file of lost or stolen phones. And if it is, they have to go, sorry, can't help you.
Feels like a hot check type thing.
Yeah.
Like you can't buy anything at the store. You have a hot check here.
Yeah. So I love that they're putting in these checks and balances. And
checks. Who uses checks? That's just an old school thing.
No, checks and balances.
No, I know. I said a hot check. You know what a hot check is?
Oh, yeah.
You walk in the store with everybody's picture on the wall and they'll be like, do not accept a check from this person.
Yeah. Apparently, a memo was sent out to all Apple employees. So they're going to start implementing this.
Hey, Morgan, have you ever in your life written a physical check?
Yes, I have. Surprisingly, I still do.
Really?
Yes.
What year were you born? 90 what?
93.
And you write checks now for what?
Yeah, like sometimes if somebody comes to work on the house, they require a check. Or like if I have to send one in for taxes, I'll write a check. So I had to learn how to do it. Yeah.
I guess I haven't written a check in 10 years. And anyway, it's all digital now at this point for me. All right, what else you got over there?
So permanent bracelet welding is the latest trend. And I got to say, well, see these bracelets here on my wrist? I actually had it done a few weeks ago. And then I see an article that it's like the trendiest thing on TikTok right now. So what you do is you get bracelets permanently put on your wrist. Like I can't take these off unless I cut them.
Okay, so it's not permanent. It's like a tattoo. Well, you can cut them off.
Well, I have to cut it off. I can't just like hook it off.
It's not like attached to your heart. And then if you cut it, you die.
No, but the point is.
That'd be just real dedication.
They're teeny tiny dainty chains and they are custom fitted to your wrist. And then if you decide you want it off, like you'll have to take like pliers or something and rip it off.
I was doing that back in the day at the water park.
What?
You go to the water park, they put a little band on you. And you don't take it off. I mean, you have to cut it off or you can't take it off.
Yeah, we did that with Schlitterbahn bands. Like all summer long, we'd collect them up our arms. But this is something that is super popular right now. And I must say I'm enjoying mine. So get it done. Might be a fun gift for someone, you and your girlfriends. I went with a girlfriend and we made like a little day date out of it. And then we went and got margaritas afterwards.
Okay. I thought I'd have been first. You'd have got drunk first and then did that. But
we didn't even get drunk. We had one margarita. Okay. So Reba McEntire said that she has coffee camp every day with her boyfriend. Of 2 years. It's something they started like around the pandemic time. They would just gather for coffee, whether in person on Zoom or just on the phone or something. And they say to this day, they have still done it and they don't miss a day. And they gave it a cute name called Coffee Camp. And I didn't know if there was something that you and Caitlin do every day to make sure you're bonding.
Not every day, because My schedule is so different every single day, and a lot of times I'm on the road or she's on the road with me. But we do every week, like we have a dedicated, we have got to go and do a date night type thing every single week. Like we have just declared, we have to carve it out.
Y'all are good at that.
It is priority. Sometimes we try to do two or three. Every once in a while, we'll slip and not hit anything at all. And then that's when we have to regroup. Why do we miss? But that we try to dedicate ourselves to that.
Well, do you want me to give you some inspo from Reba? Because she said they have not missed a morning, and she doesn't care if she's doing Good Morning America, like in Nashville, and then he's out in L.A. She'll get up at 5 a.m., he'll get up at 3 a.m., and they will still have their coffee camp.
Ah, young love. They're just boyfriend, girlfriend. Hey, okay. We'll see how that goes as they get married. All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
NewZequil Pure Z's Restorative Herbal Sleep is a melatonin-free sleep aid made with clinically studied plant-based ingredients to help promote better restorative sleep. Sleep this good, feel this good.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Cynthia Gross is a 9-year-old Girl Scout from Louisiana, and she's trying to sell Girl Scout cookies. And the main prize is this huge Pac-Man arcade game, and she wants it. So she goes out and starts selling cookies. In the middle of selling, she finds one buyer that says, I'll buy a bunch of boxes from you, but please, I don't want the cookies. Donate them to charities. She goes, well, this is cool. So she got the idea to go to people and say, hey, buy a box, but also buy an extra one, and I'll give it to charity. So she did. She ended up selling 4,001 boxes, and about half of those went to charities all over Louisiana.
But did she get the video game?
She ended up being the top seller in eastern Louisiana. She got the video game and a brand new laptop computer.
Wow.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
That's
I guess
better than the video game.
I think the Girl Scouts were like, hey, you know what? Here's your video game, but you did such an awesome job with the charity aspect. Here's a computer as well.
That's amazing.
Yeah, the computer's awesome.
Yeah, and how about that person saying, hey, start this charity thing?
How about the person who bought that all those cookies?
Exactly.
Because how much are Girl Scout cookies? $8?
Probably.
No, $4, or if you get the expensive ones, $5.50.
He knows.
I haven't bought them in years. I just figured with inflation, they're about $8 at this point. So let's just say $5.
Yeah.
At 2,000 cookies, box. How much is that lunchbox?
Do the math, lunch.
Five what?
2,000 boxes at $5 a box.
So you do 5 times 0, 0, 5 times 0, 0.
Carry the one.
No, you got to go to another.
How are you seeing this in your head? You're going all zeros first?
Well, you got to do the 2,000. You got to put the 2,000 up there, 2,000. Put the 5 under the far 0, and then you multiply up and diagonal.
You don't
100,000.
Okay, yeah.
Oh my gosh. He's doing it like Beautiful Mind, you know, where you do all the graphs and everything.
But he's not. Beautiful Mind would have gotten it right.
Hey, take off a 0. 10,000.
What'd you just say?
He said 100,000.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Yes. I guess I just assumed he would say the right answer.
No, that's sorry. Why.
When it's all zeros and it's only you only have to do those first numbers.
Yeah, don't worry about the zeros.
2 times 5.
It's 10.
It's 10, and then add the zeros.
It's not 10.
It is 10, and then add the zeros.
You can't forget about the zeros then. What you just said is forget about the zeros. You just
you add them later.
Nope, we add them.
All right, this has been
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe
math
if you,
lesson that made us all a little dumber. Eddie, that's a great story,
though.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.